This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead, sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, our archives are available at KJJR.com. And a first-timer in the studio today on Focus on the Flathead, she is Meg DiMarcurio. She's the owner of the all-new Modern Roots Natural Soaps and Body Care, soon to open. Meg, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this sounds very exciting. You're a Montanan these days?
Yeah, we do some work here in Montana and develop and create organic body care.
Well, let's hear about the store in just a few minutes, but first we want to learn about you. Tell us about yourself a little bit.
I'm Meg, and I have four kiddos. I develop product based on skin cells, in which I did for my daughter, and that's how Modern Roots was born.
What does that mean? She had a condition that you had to take care of?
She had one of the four signs of eczema, but it was very severe, and I developed and created and scraped her skin cells to make sure that these oils were attracted to them.
Wow, that's interesting. How old was she when you found that out?
She was about 17 months. Actually, after breastfeeding, they can develop some skin conditions that they're not getting that coverage for. So after we were done breastfeeding, she started having lots of skin issues.
Well, I'm glad. So things are better now.
Very much so better. Yep. As long as she's using the product.
That is amazing. Well, we're going to learn more about that and how it all works coming up in a few. But tell us how you made it to Montana. You're a Minnesota girl. I love Minnesota.
Yeah. So we everything started in farmers markets in Minnesota. And I developed and created all the product there and did farmers markets. I wrote for Grit Magazine and Mother Earth News on the exact formulations. And most people just wrote in and wanted to buy the product. So I started developing product and selling at farmers markets. And since I don't do farmers markets anymore, I have three stores there.
So where are your stores located now?
In Minnesota, there's Buffalo, Stillwater, and Wayzata, and here in Kalispell.
And now in Kalispell, give us the location.
The location is 2593 US Highway 2 East in Kalispell on LaSalle and Reserve.
So this is the former Replay Sports building right next to Water's Edge Winery and Bistro.
Correct.
That's a great location for you. Now, this isn't just a store. You guys make the product there.
We hand make all of the product, of our organic apothecary.
How many products do you have now? Because I looked at your website and I think there were too many to count.
Oh, yes. Over 350 items.
Wow.
Yep.
What's your biggest seller?
Our biggest seller is probably our face care. Yep. We do face a lot care. With anti-wrinkles. Skin cell attracted oils.
Sign me up right now. Do men and women though?
Yeah, especially in our Buffalo store, it's about 50-50, 50% men, 50% women.
How cool is that? I here's some of the things that I read from your website, and this is just scratching the surface here. Sunscreens, aftershave, laundry, deodorant, Rejoice body butter.
Yes.
All made right here in Kalispell now.
Handmade right here.
And when is the opening? It's kind of a soft opening, and it's coming next week.
Correct. March 23rd from 4 to 8 p.m., we're doing a soft opening, which means that we're inviting the community to come, ask questions, touch, feel, use our testers, ask how we develop product. And then our normal business hours will be Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6.
So you were talking about writing about the product before you ever decided to sell it. And did you ever end up giving away some of the secrets or the ingredients to you know, all of these different products?
Yeah, I actually wrote about it. Some of our really great products, and on my website, I have recipes as well. Some more, I would say, amateur recipes, but good places to start. And how we develop product is with many ingredients that coincide each other.
And I bet you get asked this all the time, but what's your background in this?
So I started in pre-med. And then I switched over to business. Both of my parents are microbiologists.
Wow.
I started very young understanding cells and cells growth and how they react to different things. And I thought that was normal for other kids. It was not. But so I have a really strong background in biology and chemistry. I went on for my BSBA with marketing and project management and then on for my master's in finance, but definitely have that strong biology and chemistry background.
So your stores in Minnesota are still in operation?
They are, yep.
Okay, sounds good. Are they any different than what you're doing here? Is this a smaller, larger business?
This is our largest location, and finding a place here in the Flathead, I'm sure as a lot of people know, is difficult as it's growing so rapidly.
How long have you been in business in Minnesota?
In Minnesota, I started the stores in 2014 and did farmers markets 5 years previous to that.
Yeah. What are farmers markets like in Minnesota? I've never actually seen one.
They're so great.
Are they?
Yeah. They have a really, really great growing season from usually about May, beginning of May to the end of October. So they have a really great growing season. Some of the farmers markets can be a little bit commercialized, but the ones that I attended were very handmade, homemade stuff.
Well, we're going to learn more about you, Meg, in just a few minutes and more about Modern Roots. And that's the name of the business, right? Modern Roots. It is modernroots.org for your website.
Correct.
And come on by. And this big thing is coming up on Thursday the 23rd, the soft opening. We'll get to that as well. And learn more about the business in just a few minutes. It's Focus on the Flathead here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And we'll be right back with part two right here in just a few minutes.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our Plutonium account. And it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. We are back on Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strausser. Back with us today, it is Meg DiMercurio. She's the owner of the new Modern Roots Natural Soaps and Body Care. And by the way, going in right next, Water's Edge Winery and Bistro, the old Replay Sports Building, Aspen Square, Kalispell. And Meg, welcome back for part two.
Thank you.
Great to learn about this new store. And you have a soft opening coming up next week. What are you doing to get ready for this? This sounds pretty exciting.
We have more displays that we build, so we have a few more displays to go, and our production area is 100% set up, but we have about 75 products to make still.
Here's something I want to read right off your website, if you don't mind. We hand make all products fresh, which can take additional few days to gather your order if products are being made, but you make them fresh, and that's pretty interesting because I don't know if there are any other facilities like this around here.
I don't know of any in the U.S.,
Wow. So when you say we make our products fresh, tell us what that means.
That means that we use raw ingredients. We don't take out some of the minerals like a lot of other companies do, big companies. So we use everything raw. And I believe that those minerals are there in place because they need one of another to absorb.
Wow. You were talking about some of the raw materials. You need lots of oils.
Yes,
lots of butters, shea butter, all that kind of thing to make these natural products.
Yes.
Do you have to have a designation to be called natural, like, you know, organic does? Or
yeah, there is a USDA organic seal. I've chosen not to purchase it. It goes, 100% to government. So more of we're actually beyond organic. We grow a lot of the ingredients, and we also extract a lot of our own ingredients.
Have you ever, someone ever come in and said, could you make this for me? And it's something you don't carry.
Since we have so many products, I've been asked that so many times over the last many years. And we have developed product and those are on the shelves. So there's typically something for everyone.
Wow.
I do manufacture very specific skin needs for certain kiddos or adults. I have a doctor at Mayo that I develop product for, and he's been a doctor at Mayo and also been at Mayo trying to fix his skin. And one of our products called the eczema lotion has done more for him than any other prescription drug.
So if you don't mind me asking, what's in the some of the ingredients in that?
German chamomile, lavender, sunflower lecithin, some really amazing oils that like almond and olive oil in the right ratio.
Okay.
And that helps with skin cell
reproduction. Well, it sounds like you really know your business here. This is great. Let's talk about the big event coming because it's a soft opening. March 23rd, when are you going to be opening up that day?
4 to 8 p.m., and it's a soft opening.
Yeah, so what will people expect?
they can ask questions, try products, see everything that we have to offer, obviously purchase, and get a really good introduction to what Modern Roots is.
How would you describe the whole look and the vibe of the style of the store?
We're kind of a rustic farmhouse. We have goats and we milk them for a lot of the product. So you'll see goat pictures and some cow pictures. We have Jersey cows and some interesting farm animals. So
you should bring them to the grand open or the soft opening.
I would, but I don't know if the state would allow me to.
Just a small corral.
Right.
That's all you need. So this is going to be a great opportunity for you and for the folks coming to see and meet you for the soft opening. So next question, where do you see Modern Roots in the next 5 years or so?
On Kalispell Store, I really hope to have kind of infiltrated the local market. While tourism is a great thing and we have some other stores that are great tourist spots, we really focus on the locals and providing great skincare for them other than prescriptions and steroid creams. Our products work as good, if not better.
Now, have you ever thought about franchising the business?
I have been asked that probably five times a week for the last 10 years. And I just feel that while money is a great thing, I just feel that the quality and all of the good stuff that comes with Modern Roots and hand bottling it is really critical to the quality.
Yeah. So how about carrying your products in other stores?
Yeah. In Minnesota, I was asked to do 27 Lunds and Byerly's stores, and I declined the offer. Again, I don't want to be a product on the shelf because there's so much that goes into the bottling for affordable prices that we don't want to be a product on the shelf.
Okay, so right before we go here, we just have about a minute left. I want you to tell us what you want to tell the Flathead Valley and all the listeners out there about your store. Just a little note that they might hear and come on over to the soft opening.
Yeah, come visit us on March 23rd from 4 to 8 p.m. We develop and create organic apothecary from head to toe and everything in between, including laundry. We really want to show you that there's great product for skin disorders, but also for people that just want good product, non-toxic product.
Yeah. And this is for the whole family.
The whole family. We have lots of kiddos that come in.
Definitely. We want to thank you for being here for the first time. We got to get a progress update, see how things
Absolutely.
Are going. So come back when you can and visit us. You're listening to the voice of Meg DiMercurio. She's the owner of the new Modern Roots Natural Soaps and Body Care. Again, next to Water's Edge Winery and Bistro, the former Replay Sports Building on Aspen Square. Thanks again for being here, and congratulations and good
Thank
luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Focus on the Flathead. We'll be back next week with another Focus right here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. Have a happy weekend, everybody.